now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
Here on behalf of the Town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, we've got an interesting one for you today. As always, we'll be talking education, sports, COVID, health and safety, and whatever else pops into our mind with John Scholl and Marty Campitelli from Chino Valley High School and the Chino Valley Unified School District. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in and dedicating your afternoon, or at least an hour to it, to listening to me jabber on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities, 99.9 FM, 1130 AM, and 95.5 101.5, or online if I'm talking to anybody listening through the interwebs at kqna.com. There's also archives of old shows there. Before we get started, one reminder we wanted to give you. We had a few days where we were able to burn stuff and light things on fire when the fire ban was lifted last week, I believe. Well, guess what? It is back on because we have not had nowhere near the amount of rainfall that we would normally have this time of year. So a release from Yavapai County and the Board of Supervisors effective today. It was issued by Chairman Craig Brown, that as of today, 10 a.m., wildfire bans, back on. So check out the Yavapai County website for specifics. Contact your local firehouse for exactly the specifics because there's different stages and different restrictions as far as smoking out of your car, fires in your home, using power tools, different things like that, shooting on public lands with your firearm. So without getting into the specifics, because guess what? I'd probably get them wrong anyway. Check out the Yavapai County website. Check out the local Prescott and CAFMA websites, or stop by and, or give them a ring at your local firehouse to find out exactly what is and what is not allowed, because nobody listening to this wants to have uncontrolled fires out there at any time of year. We've all seen the devastation that happens when that goes wrong, and also folks like myself who suffer from asthma related and respiratory allergies and things like that. Anytime we don't want to have that smoke flying in the air, but especially now when guys like me, even when we're all masked up, have to go to the grocery store, the gas station, and we get looked at like we're serial killers in this COVID coronavirus atmosphere. I was talking off mic with our guest today, Mr. John Scholl, our school superintendent for Chino Valley Unified School Districts. He wanted to warn me, if he gets a cough or a sniffle, it's not the plague. It is allergies. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, us being Marty Campitelli. Now, I want to make sure I get this right. I know you as the athletic director at Chino Valley High School. Do you wear multiple hats?
I do, yeah.
What are your other titles?
Well, I'm also the one of the assistant principals as well.
Assistant principals in charge of discipline and...
half the discipline and... half all the other fun stuff.
So I see you fairly regular, at least when the world is what we call normal, quote unquote,
right,
with the athletics department and things. But had I been in high school when you were the assistant principal, I probably would have spent a lot more time with you than I do now. So
I wouldn't doubt it. Knowing you now, I wouldn't doubt that one bit.
So we obviously, the whole community, everybody in the country, but we'll focus in on Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Unified School District. We all have questions. We all have concerns in this 2020 coronavirus COVID-19 world we're living in. We're going to dive deep into some things that have to do with student athletes, the AIA, fall sports schedules, the school year that launched today in a very different format than we're used to. We're going to get into all that. Rest assured, we got a question or two from some listeners as well. But before we do that, let's find out a little bit about Marty. Now, how long have you been the athletic director and assistant principal at Chino High?
I've been in this position going in. This is my third year. I've been at the school since, 2013-2014 school year. And before that, I did a quick little stint up in Page for 3 years. And lived in Orange County, California, Huntington Beach before that.
Huntington Beach. Yeah. You were a beach boy.
No, I was not. I live by the beach. But
I'm picturing you.
No.
We were talking about that. You said you've been wearing flip-flops the last few
months, yeah,
right?
I definitely dressed apart. But, no, I'm not a beach-going kind of type of guy. I like the weather near the beach, but
Just to put a visual to the listeners on the airwaves and online, there are a few of us in this room right now, and only one of us is not wearing pants I'll let you figure out who. I'll let you figure out. It's been casual 2020.
It has.
Instead of casual
it
Friday.
Has.
So you grew up in Huntington Beach, Southern Cal?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I moved to Huntington when I was a senior in high school. So I lived about 20 years there, so about half and half, yeah,
man,
before I moved to Arizona.
From one coast to the other.
From one extreme to the next.
How was that, making that shift? You said a senior in high school is when you moved?
Yeah, my senior year. Actually, you know, moving from New York to California was a lot easier than if it had to been the other way around.
Really?
When I moved to Huntington, I was instantly the cool kid, you know, the kid from Brooklyn, you know, shake coffee and do this.
I'm going to guess you were a senior in high school, and I can't do math because you already said how long you were in Page and how long you've been here. So I'm guessing if you were a senior in high school and you moved to California, you made that move in what, like 2003?
No. Good Lord. Take another 10 years off that. Probably
92.
So
early
90s. I graduated in 93.
So. Nice. So you're moving to the land of sunshine and oranges.
Yes.
What was that? How was that shift?
It was good. I mean, one of the reasons, my sister's a year older than me, and one of the reasons we moved to California was she wanted to go to college out in California. So, she started doing some tours, and she fell in love with Cal State Long Beach.
You know, there's things like dorm rooms and stuff. Normally, when a child goes to college, the whole family doesn't go.
Yeah. Have you been to Brooklyn? There's a reason why we left.
I have always wanted, I've never seen New York, never seen the East Coast, really. But I grew up in a suburb of Oakland, California. So part of me really, really does miss the big city.
Yeah.
And then when I do take a trip down to Phoenix on occasion, I am cured of that desire very quickly. But I love San Francisco. I love certain parts of Phoenix. I really do love. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to see New York and Brooklyn and Manhattan as a visitor, not to live. And I definitely would never want to spend a winter in there or Chicago or anything like that or Wisconsin. I'm not a cold weather friend. I'm not fond of the coldness.
I miss it sometimes, but not that much. Yeah.
But the idea of the whole family moving, that's actually, I was teasing, but that's really nice. That's a neat.
Yeah, we were just we were ready for a change, and my godparents actually lived in Pasadena, so we came out and visited. We went out there and visited, and just fell in love with the beach towns, Huntington and Newport and Corona del Mar, and we just fell in love with Huntington.
Well, we want to definitely get back to what's happening with the athletics. Want to shift gears a little bit, John? We're going to dedicate the rest of this segment, the next couple of minutes, and the bulk of the following to some items that we need updates on. School started today. What's it look like?
Well, with we are all at home learning, so that means we have teachers are in their classrooms, but they're interacting with kids on Google Classroom, and they're connecting with kids through Google Classroom on Google Meet, which is similar to Zoom, just a little bit different. And I want to say this is not how we wanted to start the beginning of school year. We know that teachers teach better and kids learn better when they're face-to-face in the classroom. But with everything going on with the pandemic and everything, the guidelines, and we'll talk a little bit about the benchmarks in a little bit, but it really was it's the safest place to be right now for kids and for staff. And so we started off, it's going to be a little rough, just like any first day of school. This is new. This is a different way of learning for our kids, a different way of teaching for our staff. And so there's going to be some road bumps or some bumps along the way. We handed out equipment, some Chromebooks and last week, and some MiFi hotspots last week, and trying to get as many people online as possible.
Those hotspots for the families, for the students that don't have access to reliable Wi-Fi or internet connections.
Exactly.
How many of those were you able to utilize?
We gave out 120. And we are purchasing, we have a purchase order for another 50. And we learned that right now we don't have enough data on them. So we're working on putting unlimited data on them.
Gotcha.
And we had kids that were, before school even started, running out of data on a daily basis, watching their Netflix, playing their games, things like that.
So. You know, kids will be kids, yeah. But it's great that you have that that ability to do that. Is there a corporate partnership or anything that, you can touch on, or is it just a matter of this is what the district's doing?
We got some CARES money, which was the federal
support
for a lot of areas. And so we utilize that money. We also have some money from a what's called forest fees that we utilize for that too. So
great. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get into how the district is adapting to things like food service. What changes some of the instructors are doing, the faculty are doing to that. We want to also know how the faculty is health-wise. We'll make sure everybody's healthy there. And also, the at-home learning lab, we touched on a little bit off mic. We want to find out some more information on that. And, of course, we'll dive into what fall sports will be like and what the student athlete of the future will be doing in Chino Valley. We'll be doing that on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities when we return after these messages.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service. With our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Water's Garden Companion plants for August are Radio Red Salvias, Butterfly Bush, and Trumpeting Vine.
Large clusters of red and orange flowers create a dramatic show all season long with Water's Trumpet Vine.
This vigorous vine thrives in heat and blooms profusely with neglect.
Quickly covers large areas as a ground cover, spilling over retaining walls, screening a fence, or cloaking arbors.
Guaranteed to attract more hummingbirds and only found at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for coming back to us at KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities for Talk of the Town. This is Matt Santos. Now, normally, right around now, we'd be dropping in some PSAs, some announcements of upcoming events and things. Well, guess what? Event? Well, that's so 2019. No, there are still some things going on, but they're all being adapted as far as social distancing and Zoom or electronic attendance and things. So, you know what? Everything's changing on a daily basis, as it has been for the last few months. So if you are curious about what's going on at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, best bet, follow them on social media at Chino Valley Chamber, Instagram at CV_chamber, or just look for the links at chinovalley.org. Things like their meetings, their mixers, their luncheons, various other events. Lorette Brashear has been thinking way outside the box and getting those things electronically or as distance or lots of elbow room, depending on how they can go about doing them. So chinovalley.org is how you can find out information on those events. The town of Chino Valley at chinoaz.net. Brand new website. We did a revamp, and it's looking really good. Very mobile interactive now. Some nice bright colors, just like the tie John Scholl is wearing and the mask I was wearing, bright orange. A revamp of the website just got launched a couple of days ago, and you can find links to things like our meeting agendas and minutes. Links to our social media as well as our YouTube, where a lot of our meetings are being broadcast. We are doing some in-person meetings various things of that nature, but for the most part, we're trying to encourage people to view various meetings, apply for permits and things of that nature as much as you can online or by appointment only because of COVID-19, the coronavirus, and social distancing guidelines that we're still under. So please, chinoaz.net, that's the best way to find out what you can and cannot attend, and things like our library services that have been adjusted, things like that. Everyone is dealing with social distancing, home learning, and that's what we're here to talk about today. John Scholl, our superintendent for Chino Valley Unified School Districts. First off, how's the staff doing? How district-wide, is everybody staying healthy?
For the most part, you know, we have some people that are taking precautions because maybe they had been exposed, that kind of thing. But for the most part, most people are staying healthy. I do want to give a huge shout-out to our staff and our administration, who has been doing a fantastic job, working really hard to try to get ready for today. We're supposed to start last Wednesday. Uh-huh. Was our initial first day of school. We adjusted our calendar, so we had a couple in-service days that we took away so that we could put those at the beginning of the year, give us a little bit more time to get equipment out to parents and to make sure that staff had enough time to get ready. But you know, there's going to be, like I said, some road bumps, but some bumps along the way. But they have worked their tails off to get ready for today.
Very nice. Now, every year you have a lot of returning staff, a lot of familiar faces that we've known and loved over the years. But you also have some new staff periodically throughout. Every uh-huh. year you start with some yeah. new. Normally, what do you start new faces with?
You know, we're talking probably 35 to 40 is typical. This year was pretty low. We had 25 new staff members, but of that, three were new positions. We added two new mental health counselors, one to Heritage and one to Territorial School. That was part of the school safety grant uh-huh. that we earned or won last spring. The other is we have what we call an EDP program, which is those kiddos that have an emotional disability. It's a program to help them kind of cope and work through their things and give them some additional skills to have them be successful. So with those new programs, the new staff, we were looking at about 25 people.
And as a way to welcome those 25 or so new faces, I know you were working very hard with some local organizations and with APS, our local power company, the Chamber of Commerce, the Lioness Club, to get them some welcome gift bags that are being put together. So you got some of the local businesses who have really contributed to make these new faces mm-hmm. welcome into the Chino Valley Unified yeah. School District family. So that's a shout out. Thank you to APS. Jess and everybody who took part in getting that together. Now, one of the real key things that was last March when the world ended, to make sure that our students, our community was taken care of, was the Unified School District, a lot of volunteers, and Sodexo getting together to make sure that those students who were relying on the breakfast and lunch program, food program, were still taken care of. They weren't forgotten when school was put on hold.
Right.
And that continued throughout the summer.
It did.
How has that changed now? School has started, but they're at home for the most part. The students are at home. The teachers are there in school. Those families that rely on that food service, what's going on? How are they taken care of?
So when everything shook out, when the final program was really what's called a seamless summer program, where anyone, whether they're students of Chino Valley schools or not, from age 0 to 18, we could actually feed them, even though they weren't our students. They gave us some waivers so that a parent can come pick up meals, and they could pick up actually 14 meals at a time. So we were able to feed them on the weekends. A parent could come one day, once a week, and pick up those 14 meals.
So that setup allowed actually for less contact than would have happened. So
exactly.
Social distancing with the pickups, but those students that were relying on this were not falling through the cracks.
So now, with the beginning of school being today, we now fall into a different program called the National School Lunch Program, which is the traditional school lunch. They have given us some waivers. However, we're limited to 4 days. Since we are on a 4-day week, we're limited to 8 meals, 4 breakfasts, 4 lunches. And where it was free before to anyone 0 to 18, they have to be a school district. They have to be enrolled in the school district, so a school district student. And they now have to apply, like they always have, for either free or reduced. So if they're free, they continue to get it free. If it's a reduced lunch, they have to pay a small amount. I think it's like 40 cents or 60 cents or something like that per meal. We're talking lunches only because the breakfasts are free, have always been free, and they're going to continue. And then if they don't qualify for either free or reduced, they actually have to pay for those meals now. And so that's a significant change from what was happening just last week.
Yeah. But the plus side of that is that there's the administration is in there so that the money is available, the funding for this and the supplies are spent in the most accurate way so that everybody that needs to be can be taken care of.
Right. And you can actually, for those that have schools in Chino Valley schools and actually in any school, I recommend filling out the application whether you think you're going to apply or qualify or not. You just never know. And things have, families have been hit hard over the last 3, 4, 5 months. And so their economic status may have changed for a variety of reasons, and I highly recommend that they apply. They can get that on, and I'm going to throw out the Chino Valley info, chinovalleyschools.com. That's plural, chinovalleyschools.com. There's information about the meal program that's taking place. And also, if you are a Facebook person, we are at Chino Valley Schools, Arizona. There's actually a Chino Valley Schools, California that we get complaints about a lot for whatever reason. But
and definitely, even if you do not have children in the school system, follow that page because that is where you will get the most up-to-date information on a lot of things happening throughout the town and through athletics and through other programs that the school and the students are involved in. Now, that's one of the things you mentioned. We never know what's going to happen. So, and that can be the biggest cause of anxiety and sleeplessness is just not knowing what's around the corner. So let's put it right on you, John. Please explain how the school is being adapted so that the parents, the students, anybody listening to this can really grab onto that their kids are being taken care of. What are some of the real key points that you want the public to know about the 2021 school year?
Well, and let's continue with food service because normally a kid would get food at school. Obviously that can't happen. So we actually have two ways that we are delivering food out to the community. One is at Territorial School, Del Rio School, and Chino Valley High School. We have a grab-and-go program where between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays. A parent can come, drive by. We'll give you, we're passing out basically barcode cards for each child. The parent can show the card, and they'll get 8 meals for the entire week for that child. Or it could be multiple kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if they, we will actually hand those out a week's worth of meals on that one day. The other thing that we're doing is on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, just like we did in the over the summer, we have buses going out, and there's different routes. It's different routes than what we did in the summer, but those are, again, on the website, where a parent can go out to the bus stop that's nearest their house and pick up those 8 meals. They just have to show that card that has the barcode on it, and they will get those 8 meals for the kids. So there's two ways right now that families can get meals, even though we're not in school. So
very nice.
Yeah, that's one way. The other thing that we're going to do is, as part of the executive order for that Governor Ducey issued a couple weeks ago, we are required to provide a supervised place for kids to come and work on their at-home learning. And so we're calling it right now, this name may change, it's the At-Home Learning Lab, where kids can come. Couple things that are important is that this is not regular school.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in a lab working on a Chromebook or similar device, working on their at-home learning. They're going to have to wear a mask. That was also as part of the executive order that schools have to implement a mask policy. They're not going to have recess. They'll be given breaks and things like that. We will offer, for those families that want it to serve lunch or have their kids there, we're going to be serving lunch and breakfast. Mm-hmm. So they'll get the free breakfast, and then they'll either free, reduced, or have to a full pay lunch. And it's just during our school hours, and the parents have to drop off and pick up the kids. Okay. So our bus drivers are going to be delivering meals other places. Gotcha. And delivering some curriculum out to those families that don't have any internet and were unable to get a hotspot or it doesn't work out there. So our bus drivers are going to be doing something different. But so that's one thing that we're going to be doing, is having that at-home learning lab. Information will be going out to families this week. And the last thing I want to mention is we have a group of students who are special education students that we have in what we call our self-contained program. This would be, we talked a little bit about our EDP programs that are self-contained. That's where the kids stay in the same classroom all day, no matter what program they're in. We also have what we call our centers classroom, and that's where the profoundly disabled kids would be that have trouble feeding themselves or things like that, or require diaper changes. And then also what we call our extended resource, which is just a self-contained classroom for kids that are just on the verge of going out into the regular population. These kids have the most difficulty with at-home instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some cases, it's not even possible. And so what our board has decided, it was our recommendation and the board has approved it, is to bring those self-contained programs onto campus starting the 17th. The class sizes are small, so we're able to maintain social distancing. And we're able to provide, we still have to provide, a lot of these kids have some kind of occupational therapy or speech therapy or physical therapy. We're still able to provide all those therapies that are required as part of their individual education plan, IEP. And they are going to benefit the most from having in-person instruction. It's not a lot of kids. There's a significant number of these kiddos that parents have the right, and we're offering it to stay home, and we'll address their needs the best we can online. But we feel it's best for these kiddos to be at school. It's the best for everyone to be at school, but this can be done in a safe manner because there's small numbers in classrooms. Typically, our center's classrooms are actually two classrooms, so we can split the staff and the kids up. And so we can feel we can do this in a safe manner for our most, I don't want to say at risk, but the population that has the most difficulty learning online.
The ones that need it the most.
Yes.
So all of us have been making so many unexpected changes and adjustments with coronavirus, COVID-19, especially those of us with children. And whatever we are going through and whatever we have to adapt to is really nothing compared to the way that the school districts especially small ones like Chino Valley, and the staff of those districts, the faculty on those schools have had to do because they are dealing with so many variables. So remember that when it comes time to look at what teachers and what faculty are paid, folks out there. Remember that in a couple of years when they are going, hey, we need some more funding. We will be back with John Scholl, the superintendent of Chino Valley Unified Schools. And Marty, we haven't forgot about you. We're going to talk athletics and the AIA when we return on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Augie's Restaurant, Moyer's Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Finley Automotive Group, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes take on the Colorado Avalanche in the Stanley Cup Playoffs. Game 1 Wednesday at 2:30 on Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM in Prescott, KDDL.
1 in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University is having a big economic impact on Yavapai County and Arizona.
That's according to the Washington Economics Group report. This year, the total impact has reached $392 million. The university also supports 3,000 permanent jobs. Embry-Riddle accounts for more than $46 million in fiscal revenues in Arizona in 2020. Alumni spending power has generated $86 million in total economic activity in Arizona this year. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
The Prescott City Council meets tomorrow. They'll discuss pre-annexation agreements.
City officials drafted a letter of intent with Arizona Eco Development for the proposed annexation in the Granite Dells area. The company will donate 475 acres of land in the Dells. The meeting will be held in council chambers on South Cortez Street, but it's closed to the public. At 2, council will discuss the Stringfield Ranch pre-annexation agreement, which involves regional development on just under 700 acres in the Williamson Valley and Pioneer Parkway area. This meeting can be seen on Cable Channel 64, Facebook Live, and Prescott 12 Miles out.com. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Sunny, hot, and windy all week with extreme fire danger, cooling overnight to a clear 62 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, heating up tomorrow through Thursday to the low 90s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low about 68, highs the next 3 days a breezy 103. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A in just a moment.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
This is Sebastian Gorka. Join me live every weekday at noon for America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. And I know you folks in Yavapai County love America. So let's talk America First with Sebastian Gorka, live weekdays at noon on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos. So if you're still listening, thank you. Nobody at my house listens to me, so it's nice to know there is one or two of you out there listening. One last thing we wanted to cover with John Scholl, our superintendent of schools at Chino Valley Unified School Districts, is the benchmarks. What's it going to take to get these schools back open? The state has set up guidelines that are statewide. You got some reports out last week, last Thursday.
Exactly.
What are we looking at?
So the governor told the Arizona Department of Health Services that they needed to develop some benchmarks, which were released on Thursday, and they're going to be updated every Thursday coming up. And there's really three things they're looking at. They're looking at how many cases there are per 100,000 residents. They're looking at what percent positive of the PCR tests. And then they're looking at COVID-like illnesses, and that's really in a regional area. And we are with Coconino and Apache and Navajo counties. That's our region. And so right now, there's a minimal risk guidelines, there's moderate risk guidelines, and there's substantial risk guidelines. And right now, all of the data is in the moderate risk, which would mean that means that we cannot come back full bore, ready to rock and roll, but there may be a way to come back kind of in a hybrid where maybe kids come to school every other day or something like to that effect. But we have to have 2 weeks of a percent positivity less than 7%. And the last data that we have which was actually from, it's a couple weeks lagging, so it was from the week of July 19th, is showing 7.8%. So we won't know what's going to happen for a couple weeks yet, but it's showing, it's trending in a positive manner.
So we need to see some trends leveling off and slowing down before we put our kids, our staff, our communities at risk.
Right. And what I've been telling our staff, and I told our community, we need to expect at least 3 weeks, with this week being the first one, 3 weeks of online instruction, of at-home instruction. And then we'll know, that'll give us time to plan, that'll give us time to look at the data and everything else to determine what is would be appropriate for when we come back.
So the best way to find out accurate and timely information, ChinoValleySchools.com.
Exactly.
And follow the district's Facebook page. That's where you're going to find out the most timely and accurate information. And if you're not getting it the minute you log in, rest assured staff is working hard to keep you informed, especially on things like when is homecoming. Marty Campitelli,
yes,
athletic director, assistant principal, who would have been my worst enemy if I was still in school. What's going on with the AIA and fall sports?
Well, so the AIA released their fall sports calendar this past Thursday, and it was just some guidelines for schools to get started when sports can get started, and as long as there's not any changes, national, state, or even local level, that's the schedule we're going to go with. So the earliest we can get back, for Chino, the first sport that can get back would be cross country, and that would be August 24th. That would be the first practice, and their first competition September 9th. After that, the following Monday would be fall soccer and volleyball on the 31st, and then football follows on the 7th. Those are all practice dates, so they can start.
So for those of you listening and the parents and the student athletes that may be listening, why you're listening to me on talk radio if you're 16 years old, I have no idea. But it's not just Chino Valley. It's not just your coach. It's not just your child's team. The AIA has to set these guidelines so that everybody's playing on an even playing field across the state, across the region, and the statistics, the issues that districts are dealing with in Yavapai County and Chino Valley are often much different than they are in Phoenix, in Tucson, definitely on the res. Mm-hmm. So there is a juggling of information, a looking at the situation to see, again, what is best for the children? What are best for the athletes? Now, what's best for the staff and the coaches? What are coaches doing in preparation for this? Because obviously the coaches aren't, just sitting down going fishing every day.
Well, a lot of our programs actually are in summer mode right now. So there are some programs that are currently practicing. There's a three-phase process that the AIA, uh-huh, and not just the AIA, but the Center for Disease Control recommended. And right now we're still in phase one. It's very limited as to what, let's take football for example. They can't use equipment like ball. They can't share equipment.
Yeah.
No balls out on the field yet. Small cohorts of kids, groups of 4 to 6, no more than that.
And a lot of things like the strength and conditioning and things are things that the athletes can do individually as well.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And then, a lot of our coaches are sending stuff home. They can still get work at home and get stronger and get better, even if they're not at school. But for the most part, we're trying our best to get the kids back as much as we can, because we know that it's important for our kids' well-being, their mental, where they are. And it's just, if you told me when I was 16 that I couldn't play baseball, it would have crushed me. So I can't imagine what it is for some of these kids, what they're going through right now.
And again, we talked about it earlier, the uncertainty of what everybody's dealing with, especially at that age. It was great to see a few weeks ago the drive-by graduation to give the class of 2020 a sense of normalcy.
Right.
And then with these students, athletes, the physical health is one thing. If and when they are able to go back on the field in contact sports, they need to be physically ready for that, for their own safety.
Absolutely.
But also the emotional and the mental stability of being in a routine. We all need that routine. John, you mentioned that with the even though the teachers are doing distance learning, they're doing it from their classroom, and that's one thing that the students can see. They can look on that screen and see, oh, I recognize that wall.
Yeah.
How important is that for especially the younger ones?
Well, and you know, that provides some stability, some familiarity, excuse me. Also, what you know, especially with like kindergartners and the younger kids, they're getting used to their teacher for the very they're meeting their teacher for the very first time, and so it's developing that relationship, and they're going to be in that classroom, which is nice. And one thing I want to mention that is happening with athletics is we're also dealing with schools that have already canceled their seasons that we would normally play. One of them is in our region.
So that affects everybody's schedule. Now, Marty, I'm going to put you on the spot. Socially distance, you know, rub that crystal ball on my forehead, whatever you want to do. What's in the future? What are we looking at winter, spring? What are we looking at 21-22? Is there... What's the vibe coming from AIA and other coaches and other athletic directors?
Well, so the vibe that I'm getting, you know, I think everyone is planning on making this happen in the fall. You know, they just really want to get this going for a lot of different reasons. I don't know, you know, if I knew those answers, Matt, I'd probably be making, you know, a lot more.
Buying lotto tickets.
Yeah. But it's my hope that, you know, we can start when we're able to, you know, for all the reasons we just mentioned, you know, especially for the well-being for our kids. Mm-hmm. As far as what winter is going to look like, right now, if the fall starting the way it is going to bump up against the winter, I think overlap by a week, maybe a little longer than that. So it is going to be a bit of a crunch, you know, if we can get this going. Hopefully, I know the AIA's big thing was they didn't want to infringe too much on the spring because the spring sports already got their season canceled last year.
Yeah,
so they really wanted to stay away from moving football to the spring or anything like that. So... I've heard a lot of different scenarios. You know, I heard even like starting in January and having an abbreviated season, a fall, winter, and then spring season abbreviated from January until June.
I mean, so unfortunately, a lot of it is let's wait and see.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
One thing that was mentioned by lost days, one of the questions we got from our listeners, what's going to happen with the days that we have missed? How are those going to be worked in?
So we only missed 2 days.
Ah.
And because we were supposed to go to school on Wednesday, and so we missed Wednesday and Thursday. And we actually changed the calendar, and we had a couple in-service days.
Gotcha.
That are now going to be attendance days. And so we are not going to – our last day of school is going to remain on the Wednesday before Memorial Day. As long as everything stays as is, and our graduation date should remain the same. And so we should be in good shape. And a new calendar is actually on the website, chinovalleyschools.com, to get that updated calendar.
So rest assured the decisions being made at the state, at the county, and at the local level are for the best interests of our students, our families, and our faculty. So please be patient. Be good neighbors, behave yourselves out there, and be patient. These folks are working extremely hard to make sure your kids are well taken care of. We will be right back with some closing thoughts with John Scholl and Marty Campitelli after these messages.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
And thank you for spending your afternoon here on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A.com is where that information is. Everything happening with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org. Information on the town, chinoaz.net, including tomorrow night's council meeting, 6 p.m. at 202 North Highway 89. If you want to know what's going on between my brains, follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo. Thanks, John Scholl, for sitting in. Marty Campitelli, thank you for coming in and chatting. And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe. We'll talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.